What a fun time for you, right? After a punt return and a score to kind of really seal that game. What an atmosphere it was on Sunday, too, right?
No, it was amazing. Yeah, they had Duval was, you know, here in an amazing fashion, and the fans, you know, they couldn't have been more excited and more fan-filled.
We've got a lot of questions for you on the Leica Mobile call-in line today from the United Kingdom. So let's start today with Will Gavin of Talk Sport, who's back with us. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Jaden, just talk us through that play. First game called up just 2 weeks ago to return for a touchdown. Was there a moment where you saw the field open up in front of you and you just knew that was going to the house?
Yeah, you know, from the jump, my coach Joe D, special teams coordinator, you know, he's been, you know, hyping on getting the ball back at the opposing punt team. And it just took over from me doing it all summer long with my trainer, Dwayne Frampton, and getting that ball straight up the field after making a clean catch. And, you know, after that, then athleticism take over, and I have some amazing blocks from a lot of great teammates. From what I've seen on the field, Aurelius Ben threw me an awesome block to get me to slide past the Gunners, and after the first wave, it was over.
Yeah, north and south, that's the key, right?
Yep, that's the key, especially to becoming a, you know, good punt returner.
No doubt about that. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgrove's double coverage with us today. What's up, Roger?
Hey, hi, Jaden. Hi, JP. So, Jaden, how do you think you've changed as a player or as a person since your time with the Raiders?
Well, as a player, you know, I take it day by day. You know, I don't think of nothing too critical or nothing overbearing. I make sure that, you know, I do my job, I do my responsibility, and I do it, you know, to the best that I can. But, you know, coming from the Raiders, they taught me a lot, taught me a lot about myself, taught me a lot about being a punt returner, because that's how, you know, I was told I was going to make it in this league. And, you know, it really grew me into being somebody that I am today. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what's next to come.
It's quite a whirlwind for you. I was looking through your transactions as an NFL player, and it's like this for a lot of young players, undrafted players that come into the league. They move around a lot of places, practice squads and this. So you signed undrafted with Oakland. Mm-hmm. They waived you, signed into the practice squad. They kept you around the whole offseason after that. Waived by Oakland at the end of camp this year. Signed to the Jaguars practice squad. 2 weeks or a handful of weeks later, you're on the active roster. 2 weeks later, you're in the end zone. I mean, this is a lot of movement, a lot of changing of status in the NFL. But that's to be expected, right? You have to kind of earn your way up.
Very much so. You have to earn your way up. And, you know, throughout my life coming from South Central Los Angeles, I had to earn everything. You know, I've played in All-American games. I've played in playoff games in high school. Played at the University of Washington as a true freshman and put it up numbers that, you know, I still don't understand why I didn't get drafted. But, you know, things happen. But, I kept my head down. Kept, you know, in the Bible, Galatians 6, verse 19, and, you know, just made sure the positive vibe stayed pushing forward and for moments like this.
Keep that drive alive, no doubt. Richard Graves with us today from Sky Sports on the Leica Mobile call-in line. Richard, good afternoon, evening over there.
Yeah, good evening over here now. It's gone dark already, JP. Jason, great to catch up with you. Congratulations on the scoring play last weekend. But you just touched upon it there. You didn't understand why you weren't drafted in the first place. You spend a season or so on the practice squad, and then for the last 2 weeks, you've been an active NFL player. What's that been like?
It's been amazing. It's been everything that I've already knew, and I say that with confidence, not cockiness. I understand what type of player I am, and if you look back on, you know, my tenure as a football player, you'll understand as well. Everything speaks for themselves, but it's really just maintaining the focus and staying humble to, you know, be ready for a situation or a big play that, you know, we need it because, you know, they score a touchdown, it's just either a one possession.